This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. Longtime Florida Senator Bill Nelson is gearing up for another re-election battle, so the comments from potential adversaries are already starting to fly. The moderate Democrat spoke out recently in Miami about the harsh rule of leftist President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. But Nelson's backed off about calling for a boycott of oil flowing from that country, saying it could give Maduro fodder for his supporters.
You don't want to give him an excuse to say it's the American Yankees that are trying to put their foot on your neck. So it's a delicate balance.
Well, a Spanish language ad by the National Republican Senatorial Committee attacks Nelson for meeting with then-Venezuela President Hugo Chavez in 2005. It says, "In the past, Nelson has aligned himself with communists and dictators. If Bill Nelson supports murderers, I can't support Bill Nelson." Well, let's talk about that heated claim with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Well, Bill Nelson supporting murderers, that's quite the charge. What's PolitiFact's take on this one?
We rated this one pants on fire. This ad really distorts Nelson's record about a visit with Chavez and his record on leadership of Venezuela and Cuba. We got some evidence from the National Republican Senatorial Committee for this. They sent over a few articles about a meeting between Nelson and Hugo Chavez, but those articles did not support the idea that Nelson admired Chavez's revolution. In fact, we found evidence that shows that Nelson has actually been very critical of Chavez. We found a 2004 Miami Herald article, and it described Nelson as being perhaps Chavez's fiercest critic in Congress. So we really aren't finding any evidence with the articles they sent us. We're actually finding the opposite.
Now, it looks like they're painting a broad brush with Nelson here, accusing him since he wants to normalize relations with Cuba, which is one of the biggest supporters of Venezuela, having that tenuous connection, right?
Yeah, we found that, of course, Nelson did support normalizing relationships with Cuba in December 2014, but he has called for Castro to expand freedoms. But as you said, perhaps the most ridiculous part of this claim is that Nelson supports murderers. So I think that appears to be a reference to Chavez, Maduro, and the Castro brothers. But it really is very misleading, and it really distorts Nelson's record.
All right, a big fat pants on fire. Moving on to the race for mayor of St. Petersburg, where these heated comments were made by one of the candidates during a recent debate.
My advice to you, if you don't like it here in America, planes leave every hour from Tampa Airport. Go back to Africa. Go back to Africa. Go back.
Well, a TV ad claims current Mayor Rick Kreisman looked away when Paul Kangemi made this really offensive remark. Allison, Kreisman has always courted the African-American vote, so is the ad claim true?
So we rated it half true. Rick Baker was one of the only mayoral candidates to speak up against Kangemi's remarks. And in that, he actually said, "I know I'm not supposed to respond to anything," because there wasn't really a chance for rebuttals or discussion because the format was quite unique. But where this ad really starts to distort the reality is the fact that Kreisman went on social media the next day to actually condemn Kangemi's remarks. He was on Facebook, he was on Twitter, and he was on a TV interview. And in all of those instances, he said that, of course, he condemned his remarks, and he said that he didn't respond to it at the forum because he didn't want to bring attention to Kangemi, which really makes sense because they're used to Kangemi making these kind of bombastic replies.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for setting the record straight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.